With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. It was 1948. A woman named Shirley Jackson was living in a small Vermont town where her husband taught at Bennington. Writer Judy Oppenheimer, author of Private Demons, picks up the story.
She threw her two-year-old into a stroller and went down the hill to do her errands and picked up her mail and bought her groceries, and all the time she was thinking in her mind, just sort of playing with story ideas as she often did.
A strange idea entered Shirley Jackson's mind.
She was thinking about sacrifices and tribal rites because her husband taught a course in myth and ritual at Bennington.
Shirley Jackson returned home, put the stroller away, placed her two-year-old into a playpen, unpacked the groceries, sat down at her typewriter, and wrote the story.
It just flowed out of her. She said later it had taken less than 2 hours and she'd had a hardly change of word.
Judy Oppenheimer says the short story was put in the mail that night and published in the New Yorker 3 weeks later. The story, which became a classic, prompted horror, shock, and admiration.
I can't imagine that any one story could have, no matter what it was, could have that kind of reaction today, too. But then, in 1948, that story really brought in an incredible reaction.
Shirley Jackson's story was The Lottery, the tale of an annual ritual in a tiny New England town with a stunning ending in which a hapless villager is stoned to death. Jackson, who died at the age of 48, was a successful writer in her lifetime, now somewhat forgotten. But Judy Oppenheimer's biography, Private Demons, has sparked new interest in Shirley Jackson. Published by Putnam. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. Writer Shirley Jackson, best known for her short story, The Lottery, and a novel called The Haunting of Hill House, weighed some 250 pounds at the time of her death. Judy Oppenheimer, whose biography of Jackson is called Private Demons, says Jackson and her husband, critic and teacher Stanley Hyman, both said they expected early deaths.
They were both very indulgent as far as eating a lot of food and buttery foods and French gourmet foods until Stanley had what might have been a minor heart attack and was, you know, told to clean up his act.
Jackson was 48 when she died. Stanley Hyman, 53.
He said, "This is how we want to live. We like the drinking. We like eating a lot. We like smoking a lot. This is how we want to do it. And we know we'll die by age 50.
That Jackson married a Jew caused consternation in both of their families, but husband Stanley Hyman was her staunchest critic and supporter.
Her talent was there. What he did was foster it by being very responsive to it. You know, he thought it was wonderful, and he urged her to constantly pour things out.
Stanley, as outgoing as Shirley was shy, was a difficult man to live with. But despite his demands and the hassle of raising three kids, Shirley Jackson turned out six novels and scores of short stories.
She just plopped down wherever she was. She didn't mind if the kids were running in and out. She didn't mind if they were pulling their little, playing with their cats. And, you know, she would just sit there and type. She could do that. I really envy her. I don't think there are very many women who can do that.
Judy Oppenheimer has written a fascinating biography of Shirley Jackson, Private Demons, published by Putnam. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. Shirley Jackson was a witch, or at least she claimed to be. That and the fact that she was married to a Jew prompted some anger among her neighbors in the small village in Vermont where her husband taught at Bennington. Judy Oppenheimer has written the first biography of Shirley Jackson, Private Demons. Jackson is best known for her startling short story of ritualized evil, The Lottery.
Her stories, especially her short stories, they don't age. If you were to read them now, and these are ones that were written 40 years ago, you would be amazed.
But Oppenheimer says Jackson will be remembered for her novels as well.
The Haunting of Hill House was probably her best-known book next to The Lottery, and it is quite a horror classic.
Two of Jackson's books dealt with the trials and tribulations of raising three noisy kids and a difficult husband, Life Among the Savages and Raising Demons. Oppenheimer says that while Shirley Jackson was an intuitive writer, she did her research.
When she decided she was going to do a ghost story, she first went out and really immersed herself in haunted houses. I mean, anytime she'd heard about a haunted house, she'd go look at them. She read about architecture. She read about psychic research.
Judy Oppenheimer found a wealth of information about Shirley Jackson at the Library of Congress.
42 boxes. Do you know what that is? I mean, one box would maybe contain an ordinary person's effects, but it had her pads, it had her shopping list, it had everything.
Shirley Jackson died at the age of 48, a victim of booze, cigarettes, and obesity, but Judy Oppenheimer says her stories will live on. Private Demons was published by Putnam. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.